In the time of Jesus, one of the popular religions was, well, actually, there were several of them, but what were called mystery religions were very popular. A mystery religion is not a religion with mysteries, because ours is a religion with mysteries, but it was one of those where the idea was they're the only ones who knew what was going on, and you had to join them. And then the further you got into the religion, sort of the more things that were revealed to you. There was one that was very popular. I think it was called Mithras. And I say I think because I always get it mixed up. There was a king that caused the Roman Empire a lot of trouble named Mithridates. But I think that's the king, and then Mithras is the whatever, the deity or whatever. But it was very popular with certain people. And I can see the appeal. There's always an appeal to being, you know, the one who knows everything, you know. Oh, I'm going to finally learn everything that everybody else doesn't know, you know. Even today we've got, well, there are certain mystery religions kind of thing, I suppose, but today I suppose that's taken up by some of the conspiracy theories you have about, you know, everything's really run by the Queen of England and the, you know, Trilateral Commission and all that stuff, you know. I suppose the part of the appeal is that people don't, you know, the more complex things are, the more complicated things are, I guess, the more that it helps people to just think that there's one thing, you know, that is true. And Jesus says basically that Christianity is the opposite of a mystery religion. In other words, we tell you everything right up front. He says, he tells his disciples that where he is going, he is going to prepare a place for them, and where they are going, they know the way. And which is kind of what the mystery religions kind of want to tell you. They're going to tell you the way. And Thomas, asking the right question, says, "We know the way," and Jesus says, "Yes, I am the way and the truth and the life." And so Jesus says, I am this religion. I am the way. And, you know, he is the way. You know, when Jesus talks about preparing a place for us, we tend to think of like he's building us a nice home in heaven. And certainly, I think that's part of it. He's preparing that. But also, when he says, "I am preparing a place for you," it's a place. He is the place as well, I think. He is, because, you know, John's gospel talks about abiding in, you know, where is Jesus staying? Where can we stay? Things like that. Abiding, there's a word that's often translated abiding or dwelling or staying. It's the same word in Greek. And that's an important theme in John. And ultimately, Jesus says, "I am the way and I am the truth and the life. I am the place that's being prepared for you." Because we're called ultimately to dwell in him, to have him dwell in us, and us to dwell in him. And the reason he goes to the Father is so that he can send the Spirit. And it is the Spirit that dwells within us. And it is his Spirit that dwells within us. And when we do that, we can dwell with him as well. And so, indeed, he has prepared a place for us. The place, we can already dwell in there, in that place that he's prepared for us, if we will. And, of course, not in the way that we will. Yes, when we are with him in heaven, this whole thing will be, we will have that in its fullness. But as we know, we can start to participate in that existence now. We do it. This is the part of this meal that we get is that we receive each time, or that we celebrate each time we come together, part of that is a foretaste of the heavenly banquet, being with Christ, because Jesus is, of course, here with us. He is the host. He is the meal as well. And he is indeed the way. And when we say that he is the way, you know, it's, we think of it as, yes, the path, the way to go, and he is certainly that. And but I think it's beyond, you know, it's, the way means to follow him in this life, and that is true, but I think also he is the way to live. He gives us how do we live? How do we live? And not just in the sense of what would Jesus do, which, you know, there is that. Certainly that's not a bad question to ask once in a while. We don't know exactly what Jesus would do. But a lot of times, you know, like if there's a stranded motorist, yeah, what would Jesus do? Yeah, Jesus would probably stop and help them, or maybe he would just miracle the car fixed so that, you know, if he's late for an appointment or something. Well, we can't do that, but we can certainly help. But I think more, Jesus being the way is the way we orient our life. You know, Jesus' life was oriented toward service. He was oriented toward love, toward giving himself away, because that's what he did. And so when Jesus speaks of himself as the way, I think that's a way too. It's the way our life is oriented toward facing, you know, to do that. And we need to kind of reorient our things that we consider important toward what Jesus wants us to think of and away from what the world says. And he is also the truth. And he is the truth. If you remember, it is in John's Gospel where he has the dialogue with Pontius Pilate. Jesus says, "I came to testify to the truth." And Pilate says, "What is truth?" And if Pilate had read up to that point, he would know in the Gospel, he would know that Jesus is the truth. He wants us to live, and so if we live in him, we are living in the truth. The truth about everything, the truth about existence, the truth about our lives, the truth about everything. And so indeed, he is the truth and he is the life. And it is his life that he wants to share with us. He wants us to live his life and with his life in us. That is his spirit that he has given us. The spirit is the life of Jesus that he wants to share with us. So he wants us to live there too. So he is indeed Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. He is not a mystery. I mean, it's not that our lives will be without mystery, and it is a simple truth. It's not always easy to live as a follower of Christ, and there will certainly be mysteries about this existence. But when we live in Christ, we can get as good a resolution to whatever mysteries we come up with as we will be able to get with our abilities. So it's not that our life is not without mystery. It's just that the way is not a mystery, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.